In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. And to last time, you talked about why evangelism, what is an evangelist and what he does. Today, we will be speaking about some starting points in preaching, so that when we are actually getting to speak to someone, we know how to start, what are the starting points that we can start talking to him about. Okay, before we start speaking about the points D, خليني الأول أسألكم سؤال. Let me ask you a question. Millions of years from now, what do you think will be the only thing that matters? يعني in your life, أنت النهاردة بعد مليون سنة, what is the thing that will impact you 100 million years or million years from now? حد عنده أي any answers? يعني would it matter مثلا which school you attended, which university you went to, how much you earned, what kind of car you had million years from now, ولا it wouldn't matter? It wouldn't matter. طب what would matter? What would the only thing that would matter that in the حكون where you will be million years from now, because we know that will be in one of two places. We either will be in heaven or we will be in hell. So this is the only thing that will matter. And not only that, but also how many people you brought with you to heaven. Okay, so if you are going to heaven, the only thing that will matter, that how many people you brought with you. This is the only thing that you can do right now and still have an impact on you millions of years from now. So every person you speak to, every person you bring to Christ is very valuable, because this is the only thing that you can do in your life that will still have an impact millions of years from now on you, not only on you but also on that other person. Okay, so if evangelism or if preaching is that important, why don't we do it? Let's before going to that, let's look into this first. So what are the three outcomes? What are the outcomes when you actually go and speak to an unbeliever? What can happen? What can happen when you take a step and you start talking to an unbeliever about God, about Jesus Christ? He can reject. This is one outcome. What are the other outcomes? He might be interested. He did not accept, but he listened to you and he seems interested. And that's what we call that you have planted a seed. You didn't see a confirmation, or he didn't totally accept, but it's okay. He said, okay, I'm interested. So this is what you call, and you planted a seed. And the third one is that person actually accepts. So if we look at this chart, these are the three outcomes that might come when you talk to an unbeliever. He actually might accept, and this is a good thing, and this is a winning situation. You might have planted a seed, and again, this is also a good thing, and you are winning. Or he might have rejected, and this is bad. And this is actually, you lost this conversation. Actually, when we look at this one, we see that two-thirds of the time that you actually go ahead and speak to someone, you are winning. That 66% of the time that you speak to someone, your probability is 66%. This is a very high probability. As long as it exceeded 50%, so you have very good chance. And when you get to speak to someone, you will win the argument and you will actually attract that person to Jesus Christ. So this is basically looking at it from a very high level. Looking at it from a deeper level, and when we actually go and refer back to the Bible, we see that even this third situation, you didn't lose. Why? Because الverse اللي هي توبى لكم إذا طردوكم وعيروكم وقالوا فيكم من أجل كل شر كاذبين. فأنت even if you did not bring the person to Jesus Christ, but you still are winning from God's point of view. God sees what you have done, God sees your efforts, God sees your service, and He will reward you for that situation even if you did not win the person. So actually when we take that into consideration, it becomes like this. You are 100% of the times winning, and it's 100% of the times a good thing to do. Okay, so knowing that, why don't we actually do it? Today we want to take the concept of preaching or evangelism not only to our service, but more to our everyday life, because this is what we are actually going to discover. And there are millions of opportunities all around us every day that you actually take a step and talk to someone, not necessarily from another religion. He might be a Christian, but he is very far away from Christianity. So there are lots of opportunities that you can take, even without you having to travel to Ethiopia or Namibia or wherever. There are opportunities for you to do right here, right now. طبعاً, in addition to the opportunities that you get when you join بقى mission trips, okay, where you are going primarily just to do that. بس قصدي, let's broaden our يعني scope, and هو we are not only talking about missions. This should be, as we are going to see, يعني something in your heart that you cannot cease doing. You will do it in your mission as well as every day in your life. The reason why we don't do that is mainly because we come up with so many excuses. Like in Hawa, as Carol said, I might be rejected, but we have already seen that the chance that you will be rejected is around 30%, 33%, and even in that case, you are still winning from God's perspective. And the other thing, that I don't know what to say, I don't know how to start, I might not have all the answers, I'm afraid, and this is what you are actually going to discuss right now, يعني to solve بقى ال two main يعني big excuses يعني. Okay, type. So, assume now that you are talking to an unbeliever, and you want to start a conversation with him about God, about Jesus Christ. The first thing that you would want to do is that you probably will start with him some sort of a casual chat. My name is Kaza, I work as Kaza, what about you? And then you start this kind of casual conversation, and then at one point during the conversation you have to turn from the natural to the eternal. What's that ba'a supposed to mean? Now you have to shift his attention and the course of the conversation to the afterlife, to the eternal life. Let's see how we can do that. And this is because, as we said, before someone can accept Jesus, he must start thinking about his eternal life first. This is like a prerequisite. This will furnish your way into talking this person into Jesus Christ. So you can just ask him, مثلا, yeah, what happened? What do you think happens after death? Or مثلا, if you heard about an accident where some people مثلا died, you can tell him, يعني, or ask him, what do you think happened to those people? Tombstone example, that you can ask him, do you know the tombstone اللي هو بيبقى الدبار ده مش في مصر يعني اللي هو بيبقى الشاهد بتاع القبر ده فوضى ايه اللي بيبقى عليه بيبقى it has three basic things, the name of the person, the date he was born, the date he died. Okay, so when you ask the person, what do you know the tombstone, what are the data on the tombstone, tak tak tak, it didn't say what this person مثلا worked, how much he earned, it doesn't say all that, it only says these three basic information. 150 years from now, this is similar to the question I used يعني, with you at the beginning. Where do you think you will be? What will matter in your life 150 years from now? The what then approach. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. Like when you speak مثلا to a college student and then you tell him, okay, so what happens after you graduate? And he'll tell you, okay, I'll get a job, okay, and what then? I might get married, okay, and what then? I'll be very successful and have a big house, and what then? And then I will die, and what then? Now it gets interesting. Then people don't usually think that far. Okay, he يعني thinks, okay, I will live, I'll have a happy life, okay, I'll give my best to يعني the kind of life that I'll be having, and that's it. So when you actually pose the question, and what then, what happens after you die, then you are starting to shift the conversation into the eternal dimension. This is also a very good statement. Actually, I read a story in هو, يعني, someone was talking to an atheist about God, and that person was very يعني, uninterested, and he was very rude. So before he left him, he told him this statement: eternity is an awfully long time, so make sure you have got the right answer. And it had a very strong impact on that atheist. He didn't say a thing, but like يعني, his eyes were huge, and it didn't cross his mind. People sometimes don't think into that eternal dimension. They just are focusing on their life right now. And this is one of the tricks that the devil uses to divert the people away from God. This is also an interesting statement. There is 100% chance that you will die. And I want to tell you one thing, that we shouldn't be offended to tell people these things because they actually know, but they choose to hide away from this kind of truth. So don't feel offended that you can tell person, do you know that there is a 100% chance you are going to die? It's not 90%, it's not 99%, there is a 100% chance that you are going to die. Some people, I know that these sentences seem very basic to us, but actually when you tell an unbeliever these statements, it will have a very strong impact on them because they choose not to make any focus on this fact. Can you guarantee that you will wake up tomorrow morning? And what if you didn't wake up? Do you know where you will be going? Do you know that you will be dead for much longer time than you were alive? This is a very interesting one, the Bible. They use the Bible يعني, as an acronym for basic information before leaving earth. So you show a person a Bible and you know what is this? Oh, okay, that's a Bible. Okay, it's هو يعني ده مش حاجة يعني ده تأمل يعني مش حاجة يعني مش هو كده يعني. Okay, but you tell him, okay, this Bible is the basic information before leaving earth. If you want to know what will happen to you after you leave this life, you have to read this book. It tells you exactly the instructions that you need to know. This last one also it's a bit emotional, but برضو it has a very strong effect. Actually, I read a story in Hawa. There was this preacher who was going to witness to some people in like some sort of a park or kind of, and then he was talking to this non-believer, and then this non-believer asked him, قال له, what are you doing? فقال له, I'm here trying to talk to some people وكده. قال له, no, I want to know why are you here? What are you really doing? فقال له, I'm here because I love God, and because I love God, I love you. And I care where you will spend your eternity. I want to see you in heaven. So when you say something like that and you are being sincere about it and looking that person straight in the eye and telling him this, and he can see that truth in your eyes, he will be very affected. And because no one cares about the eternal fate of someone else. Okay, I can care about or people care about each other in the sort of the material sense, and he's of good health, he's in a good state. But you rarely find someone who cares about you in the eternal way, in the eternal sense. The last thing is make a friend, be a friend, lead a friend to Christ. Now, for all of this to happen, you have to learn how to win new friends. This is the very basic start of the conversation. You have to get into a conversation, get to know the person, have a casual chat about his life, about what he does, and then at some point during the conversation you will start doing this shift. Not only that, but this statement also applies to your friends. I mean, every one of you here knows a person or knows a friend of him that he or she is not going into the direction of heaven. Have you ever thought about taking a step with that person? I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to be, like we said earlier, of different religion. He might be a Christian or a so-called Christian, but he has nothing to do with the church or with Christ. Have you ever thought of talking to that person? Remember that if you want to see your friend in heaven, if you care about his eternal fate, then you have to start thinking how you can approach that person and talk to him. Okay, eternity is an awfully long time. basically it say الأبدية وقت طويل قوي. فخليك متأكد من إجابة السؤال بتاع be sure ان انت you know the answer انت هتعمل بعد كده ايه, او where you are going after you leave earth. How to make the transition, خلاص بقى now you started talking to a person, you shifted the conversation into that eternal dimension. Now how to make the transition to talk about the gospel and about God. برضو I'll show you some proposals for what you can say. ممكن you can say some, do you believe in Easter or Christmas? What do you believe about it? Okay, I need some directions, can you help me out? A normal reaction of that person would be, oh sure, where do you want to go? Tell him, I want to go to heaven. Do you know how can I get to heaven? فساعتها هيقول لك, he will tell you one of two things. He will either tell you, no, I don't know. فيو كان tell him, okay, I know the way. Would you like to know? Or he will tell you, yes, I do. And then actually you can get to, okay, can you please tell me that, because you will get to see the other person's point of view. He might think that he knows the way to heaven, but this is actually very, can be very far from what we believe in. Can I ask you an interesting question, or can I ask you a tough question? And this, can be an introduction for any of these questions. Where are you on your spiritual journey, or what is happening spiritually in your life? This question can apply even to an atheist, because now everyone knows that there is a spiritual dimension to their life. Yani, and all this Sualda is not 100% Christian. This can apply to anyone. A Buddhist would answer this question, an atheist would answer this question. He will tell you what's happening spiritually in his life. Then everyone now is going into reading into that spiritual matters and how we take care of our spirit. بس هما that's it. وعندهم الموضوع بيقف عند كده. So I mean, this question can apply to anyone regardless of his background. You will have the person answering you and telling you something. مثلا ممكن واحد يقول لك, okay, I sometimes go to church. Okay, يبقى انت at least you got to know that this person is might be Christian or has a Christian background. Okay, if you die tonight, do you think you would go to heaven? برضو this is a very important question, and we'll take that question later on in details. And this is a very good introductory question. Another one is, if you were to die tonight and stand in front of God and he asks you, why should I let you into heaven, what would you tell him? This is like a follow up question الأولاني. If you think you go to heaven, you will go to heaven. طب انت what are you going to say to God بقى, to let you inside? Actually برضو there was a story in how there was this preacher. All what he did is in how he went to people randomly in the streets and he asked them this, if you died tonight, do you think you would go to heaven? And then he didn't even wait for an answer. He will hand them a tract زي flyer كده, and he just leave them. And he مثلا spent years doing this and he never saw any fruits. But he was very faithful that he was doing this during his life. Years after that, there was a priest in this same area, and he found many people coming back to Christ. So tracing their story, he found out that because of this guy who asked them this question and handed them out that flyer, these people actually took a step towards God. Because this person was very faithful, he didn't even wait to see fruits, and he didn't see any fruits during his service. But this statement was very powerful and very strong in the lives of the people that he talked with. Using the survey approach, but because the word survey usually has a negative impression with people, so you can call it a project. You can go to someone and tell him, okay, I'm working on a project, can you help me out? Most people will tell you, sure, please. But I'm asking people the question, مثلا, if you die tonight, where do you think will happen to you, مثلا? Okay, and then listen بقى to the answers. But as an introduction, one of the tools that can help you approach people, and tell them, I'm working on a survey, I'm working on a project, and I'm collecting some answers, would you mind participating? Most of the people wouldn't mind. بس actually بصوا ال approaches دي مش هت apply قوي يمكن على ال ال African countries أو كده. دي برضو بت require الناس انت بتكلم معهم فاهمين survey. If you went to an African country and تلو عايز اعمل survey, محدش هيفهم حاجة. بس ما ده اكتر بيكلم على الوستر. ممكن in Asia مثلا this approaches might work very well كمان. Questions come in. When you die, what do you think is on the other side? What do you think is out there when we walk out of here? What's very good about this question, and هو ما فيهوش heaven, it doesn't have the word heaven, so it can bring out كل everything that the other people the other person is thinking about. ممكن يقولك بقى reincarnation. طب okay, تقول له okay, very well, very interesting, can you tell me بقى more about that? فيقول لك he will start explaining the reincarnation to you. And one very good piece of advice, and انت when you get to talk to people and when they share with you stuff like this, don't look like انت عرفان او ايه الغباء ده او اكيد لان احنا again احنا our target is winning and the person. And طبعا you will get to know more details about that in the workshop. يعني I don't want to talk about it أكثر من كده. بس يعني it's one basic rule that you should يعني you shouldn't make the other person look foolish. Okay, you have to respect what he's saying. You have to listen to him even if he spent like 30 minutes talking about his belief. Because actually at the end it will be turned around. يعني after you listen to his story, okay, you'll tell him, okay, this is my version of the story, and you will start speaking. So if you showed respect to the person and if you gave him his time, he will also do that to you. If you made him look foolish and you didn't give him enough time, this will also reflect back on you. You can use anything in your surroundings. يعني supposedly you are talking to a person and you found a person wearing a cross. Okay, that's very nice. Do you know what that is? Usually people tell you, okay, ah, that's a cross. You know what was that used for? What are you wearing this? Most people, unfortunately, will tell you because it looks good. Okay? يعني this is يعني the fact, yeah. I'm sure يعني when Jesus chose the cross, he didn't choose it because it will look good hundreds of years يعني from the day يعني. Okay, you'll tell him, will you wear مثلا, يعني you'll ask him, do you know that the cross يعني was an instrument of death? You'll find people amazed to hear this piece of information. No one told them that. ممكن تقول شخص, do you think you can wear an electric chair مثلا necklace? people will be very يعني surprised and they never knew this was the story of the cross. And then you start telling them about the cross. Another thing مثلا, if you find person مثلا wearing like, you know, like I'm number one مثلا. Okay, you can ask him مثلا, why do you think that is true? طب when you die, who you think will be number one in your life? Yeah, فمين قصدي ايه, that you can use anything around you مثلا from the surrounding, or even طبعا في حاجات بقى from the nature مثلا, if you can see something in the nature or a beautiful مثلا scene or a painting, you can start talking to the person, wow, that's very beautiful, do you think there is someone behind that? فيقول لك, oh, of course there is مثلا, لو هي it's a painting, فيقول شفت بعد كده برضو للبقى للإترنال, طب do you think our world there is someone behind it? فهمين قصدي, فانت use anything material from your surroundings and then you shift to the eternal. Another question is, do you want to go to heaven? But this برضو assumes that the person already يعني acknowledges that there is heaven, and then you ask him, but do you want to go to heaven? هيقول لك مثلا, ah, yes, I would want to go, but I don't know the way. Oh, no, I don't want to go. And then you take it from there, طب انت, why don't you want to go? طب, would you like me to tell you the way? وهكذا. What is the most important thing in the world to you? برضو this is another question to approach يعني a person. Most people would answer مثلا, tell you, okay, it's my family is the most important thing to me. ممكن you can follow up with another question, how طيب on the day you die, what do you think will be the most important thing to you? Most people will tell you that my family will be يعني in a good يعني position وكذا, and that they will be able to sustain their life after I'm gone. Then you can shift the conversation to the eternal. تقول له, طب don't you think the most important thing to you on the day you die is where you will be going? Don't you want to make sure that you are going to a good place and that your family will actually follow you to that place? احنا ايه, we made again the shift from the natural or from the material to the eternal. Use examples برضو, يعني as much as you can use examples, use what they call word pictures, and انت يعني you give him a detailed example مثلا, تقول له like for example, imagine you are in this shop and you went out with مثلا an item with a security tag. You know this, the shops now have like ال screening اللي هما بيعملوا صوت كده, ما لو انت خرجت بحاجة من غير ما يعني تدفع ثمنها يعني. But what do you think will happen? Like the sound will go off and everyone will look at me ومش عارف. قول له, okay, طيب if we assume that مثلا in heaven there is like this برضو sort of screening things and you were going in, what do you think can sound that alarm? فيقول لك مثلا, my sin. That's a very good answer. When you move back up, would you like to know how you can have your sins forgiven and removed so that when you go in that alarm wouldn't sound? فمين قصدي ايه, and you take something that was very well known to the person and then you put it into a spiritual way or put it in a way that will make him think about eternity. And then from there by you start speaking about the cross and the repentance. يعني هنشوف دلوقتي. طيب. In marketing, دايما بيقول لك إيه عشان تا for you to sell any item, you have to make the person realize his need for that. يعني لو أنا عايز أبيع أي حاجة لازم الشخص اللي قدامي يحس إن هو he needs الحاجة اللي أنا ببيعها دي عشان يشتريها. And I have ممكن يبقى دوري أنا إن أنا أوريله هو ممكن الحاجة دي هو محتاجها في إيه. Same thing applies here. أنا دلوقتي why the person يعني would need Jesus Christ. I have to show him exactly what Jesus Christ will do in his life. Why does he need Jesus Christ? So the first thing for that إن إحنا we have to talk about sin. نحنا قبل أي حاجة when we بقى started يعني خلاص we shifted into the eternal, ابتدينا نتكلم مع الشخص على ال eternal life and heaven وكده, and now we are talking about sin. خلاص most people مثلا لما تقول لواحد do you think you are going to heaven, يقولك oh yes sure, فتقول له why is that, because I'm a good guy. Okay, فthen you will start tell him لا إن هو there is a standard which is set by God, so let's measure against that standard. Actually the word sin يعني in Greek it means missing the mark. يعني there is a mark or there is a target, and when you sin you actually shift from that target that you should be يعني aiming for. فاحنا هنقوله that the standard that we will have, they are called the Ten Commandments. Okay, we can speak about the law يعني الناموس, and then the standard that God gives us to follow هو ال Ten Commandments. So you can start asking the person, but have you ever told a lie? غالبا هيقول لك yes. So what does that make you? A liar. Have you ever stolen anything? غالبا هيقول لك برضو yes. So what does that make you? A thief. Have you ever looked مثلا to someone with lust? Yes. So that makes you an adulterer. Have you ever been angry at someone? Yes. Okay, so Jesus said the same as murder. So you are a murderer. So you are a liar, you are a thief, you are a murderer. So what does that make you? بالضبط. Actually يا جماعة, that you need to show the person this. You need to show him and هو he is guilty. This is why he needs Jesus Christ. This is يعني the core of the message. And هو you are in deep need for Jesus Christ. ليه؟ لأن انت at least احنا we went through four of the Ten Commandments and you've been found guilty in the four of them. So do you still think you are going to heaven? At this point most people will tell you no. ان هما من 3 دقايق قبلها قالك اه شور احنا رايحين and we are good guys وكل حاجة. But after you make them see themselves against the law او يعني against ناموس او against the Ten Commandments, they realize ان هما they are not as good as they think. And then بقى you can move to talking about do you want بقى to get rid of that? Do you want to get rid of all your sins? فممكن مثلا واحد يقولك اه اوكي يعني regardless of what I did I'm now doing like good stuff وكده. بس لا, there is a problem still, you have done wrong things. Who paid for the price for the wrong things that you did? What makes you a good person now? Even if you are doing good things now, you still did so many bad things in your life before that. And then you start speaking about the cross, about the blood of Jesus Christ, about the remission of sins, about the salvation. So taking it from here to talking about the core of Christianity, and how Jesus Christ through his birth, through his cross, resurrection, ascension, this the story of salvation, he has given us the remission of our sins. The price of our sins were paid. So now we can go to heaven. And not only that, but also Jesus Christ will help us during our repentance. Now he will help you to stop doing the bad things that you did. And actually this is برضو يعني a very important part to focus on, اللي هي الحتة بتاعت repentance. When you are talking to a person and after walking with him all this, make sure that the person realizes that he needs to quit all the bad thing that he was doing. يعني برضو I read a story مرة, someone was talking to another person about Jesus Christ, and then in the middle of the conversation he felt like إن هو this person loves يعني loves his life and loves the world so much and loves his sins, فهي wouldn't يعني move to Jesus Christ. فالدرجة نوع he didn't يعني the preacher didn't bring the name of Jesus Christ till the person told him you are not going to tell me about Jesus Christ. فقال له no, because you are not ready yet. you love the world so much that you are not ready to accept Jesus Christ yet and to start your life with Jesus Christ yet. Actually, the person, يعني, he didn't even, يعني, because he knew that this was true, and this person actually had a very good Christian background. He was not, يعني, the first time to being introduced to Christ. يعني, because he, يعني, he knew that this was true, he didn't, يعني, tell him anything. يعني, he was like, يعني, ah, I know that what you are saying is true. يعني. But this won't happen, يعني, in most of the cases, because we are basically talking to people who have never heard of Christ before. So we have to go through the whole thing. I mean, we have to go and we have to mention the name of Jesus Christ. Actually, three things, main thing that you don't want to miss on talking with any non-believer is the sin, talking about sin, talking about the cross, and talking about repentance. Make sure you don't miss on any conversation speaking about these three things. And you can, actually, the specific order might vary from the one I'm proposing here according to the conversation and according to the background of the person you are talking with, but make sure you don't miss on these three things: sin, the cross or the story of salvation, and I mean the cross and resurrection and ascension. And ممكن كمان you start from early on from Jesus' birth and he came into the world, and you go through this story very quickly, and then talking about repentance. And make sure that you highlight to the person that repentance is not just that you regret messing the things that you have done, but that you are going to make a change in the way that you live your life. Yeah, you know, هي حتى repentance اللي هي metaneo, يعني اللي هي مطانية, يعني هي معنى تغيير اتجاه. يعني هو مش بس ان انا I'm going to stop, لكن لا, I'm going to change the direction of my life. I'm going to view the world in a totally different way. Okay, طيب, moving a step further. I know, يعني, إن هو too much اللي أنا بقوله لكم, بس في الآخر we'll try to put it all together. بس يعني just for now, يعني focus one step at a time. Four deadly questions to ask atheist or non-believer or any person, يعني, that you are talking with. Before we go into that, please keep in mind that you don't have to do all of the proving in a conversation. بمعنى إيه؟ بمعنى let the other person speak about his belief first. يعني, for example, if you are talking to an atheist and he tells you, I believe there is no God. So instead of you moving straight at, no, there is God because 1, 2, 3, 4, no. يعني, hold your breath كده. قوله, okay, why do you think there is no God? Can you prove it? This is a very important technique. And انت turn the question around before you jump in with the answer. Because in most of the cases, you will find that the other person doesn't have any tangible proof for what he's saying, which will make your case much stronger as soon as you start speaking. When you hear the question, think how you can turn it around before you jump into answering it. Again, don't rush into giving answers. وبرضو another tip, يعني, is that don't bring the name of Jesus Christ very early on in the conversation. I know this might seem, يعني, weird to say, but it's a very strong name. And once you say the name of Jesus Christ, خلاص انت حرقت, يعني, الناس فهموا انت رايح فين, and you might not have a chance to make all this introduction. If you say من الأول, oh, okay, I'm a Christian with Jesus Christ, وكده, okay, we know about that. Thank you very much. But when you get to go through this scenario, I mean, going الأول, we talked about the eternal, talking about sin, talking to كل ده, انت, you did not mention the name of Jesus Christ. ممكن تقول مثلا God, okay? And at the very end, بقى تقول, I have the solution بقى للقصة دي. I have the solution to the sin problem and how you can go to heaven. It's Jesus Christ. فمين قصدي, this is like, يعني, أقوى كارت معك, يعني, أقوى حاجة معك. فما تحرقوش في الأول خالص, and you might lose the person without making the proper introduction. No, wait شوية in the conversation, يعني, so that it, when you are introducing the name of Jesus Christ, it's يعني في الجون بقى, يعني خلاص, you have prepared everything, you have prepared the way, you made your introduction, you made the other person think about eternal life, and now بقى this is يعني الضربة القاضية بقى, Jesus Christ. Okay, so moving back and شوف ايه الفور deadly questions دول. We already said that, and I'll ask the non-believer to try to prove the position بتاعهم الأول. What do you mean by that? ده أول deadly question. بمعنى, زي ما قلنا, هيقول لك مثلا, I'm an atheist. What do you mean by that? I'm an agnostic. What do you mean by that? I believe in reincarnation. What do you mean by that? خلي الشخص يشرح لك هو إيه البليف بتاعه. يعني ما تقفش إن هو مثلا, for example, like, I know that we had a previous lecture about مثلا the difference between agnostics and atheists. بس even يعني even if you know برضو sometimes the people use them in different terms. يعني agnostics مثلا for example say I do not know if there is God, يعني if there is God or there is no God. The atheist لا بيقولك clearly إنه مثلا there is no God. But even if you have never heard of any of these before, أو حتى if you do know about them, let the person tell you more about what do you mean by that, what do you mean by what you are saying. Any question, how do you know that to be true? واحد قال لك I believe in reincarnation. How do you know that to be true? Listen to the person. شوف ايه proofs بتاعته. Where do you get your information from? ايه reference بتاعك? Someone can come مثلا and tell you ان البيبل دوت مثلا actually someone said that يعني it was written by King James in the I don't know 1600 كل الكلام غلط كله تماما يعني. Okay, where did you before برضو يعني برضو ايه usually احنا بنروح نطين بقى لا ده لا مس wait where did you get your information from. خلي الشخص يقول لك you most of the يعني most of the times he will know he won't have a reliable source. اخر سؤال بقى what if you are wrong. ده بقى برضو it's a very strong question. يعني after going بقى through all this what do you mean by that? How do you know that to be true? Where do you get your information from? What if you are wrong? On the other hand, you as Christian must be prepared to answer these questions. لأن هو طبعا بعد ما أنت تسأله الأسئلة دي and then you get to speak حيروح سألك الأربع أسئلة دول برضو. So you have to be able to answer these four questions and from the Christian يعني perspective. Especially the last question. What if you are wrong? يعني after talking to a person telling him about God, about Jesus Christ, to salvation, to heaven, he can ask you what if you are wrong. The basic answer, which is not يعني it's very famous, a very common, but يعني it never made sense to me يعني. No, it will say okay if مثلا I'm a Christian and you are an atheist and we both die, okay I'll just go to the grave. بس انت as an atheist if you died and if I was right and if you were wrong you'll spend your eternity in hell. It's a good answer but at the same time طب انا I wasted my whole life. يعني هو he will tell you طب okay I lived my life, I've done everything that I wanted and we both went to the grave. ف at least I'm a winner. ف it makes sense يعني that's why I didn't like this answer يعني. ف the way you can يعني rephrase the answer and again you can still use that same argument but you can put it in a more يعني in a nicer way يعني. ف you can tell the person that number one أنا I'm basing my belief on the evidence that I have and we will go through that. And how Christianity has so many evidences that proves that Christianity is true. I have so many evidences that there is God. I have so many evidences that the Bible is true. So based on my information, I've done my homework, I've done my research and I don't have like a blind faith. No, I have faith which is based on information and this information is, we will see it يعني in few slides 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, this is number one. Number two, that my relation with God actually changes my life. You know, I can see this. I have a personal experience with God. مثلا I've been someone مثلا can say according back to his personal, you can يعني share your personal experience. Someone can say مثلا I've spent so many years away from God and now I'm living my life with God. I can tell the difference and I will choose this life now over the other one at any time. This is a very strong statement برضو to say. And at the same time بقى number three إن هو again if I was wrong I will just be in my grave but if you were wrong you'll spend your lifetime in يعني in hell. يعني برضو you can still use that بس you just don't say it بس كده خلاص لا you show that you made يعني your homework, you've done your research and that your faith is not blind, it's based on evidence. Actually, when you ask these questions, most of the time, هتلاقي إن the other person هو اللي he has blind faith. يعني when someone tells you, مثلا إن هو he believes مثلا in evolution مثلا. Evolution is هنتكلم عليها كمان شوية briefly. But there are so many scientific facts that goes against evolution. If أنت you are actually basing your decision of your eternal life يعني على حاجة which is not very concrete, which is not very يعني a strong of an evidence يعني. خلاص يبقى بس before moving from this slide please remember these four questions. Don't jump into answers. please don't bring the name of Jesus Christ very early on in the conversation. Make sure that you ask these four questions. What do you mean by that? How do you know that to be true? Where do you get your information from? And what if you are wrong? Okay, so now moving to the atheist or non-believer's claims. يعني خلاص احنا been going through this journey with the other person. And now the other person will start to make some claims about يعني about life, about eternal life أو كده. ف we will go through some of these and see how we can answer them. أول حاجة that you might hear from a non-believer, he will tell you there is no absolute truth. Actually this is very it's a bit philosophical issue. هو حاجة اسمها absolute truth versus relative truth. ف what you might hear مثلا from someone إن هو like when someone tells you I'm a good guy, فانت تقوله this is based on what, because ما حيقولك ان انا because I feel right in my heart مثلا for doing this. Okay, فانت هتقوله طب مثلا someone like Hitler who killed millions of people, would that make this action of killing okay if he felt right in his heart? اكيد لا. فيبقى this is the هم ال non-believers, they claim ان هم the truth is relative and everyone is free to think whatever he wants. ان هو مثلا about eternal life, كل واحد يتخيل اللي هو عايزه. A person will believe in reincarnation, a person will believe in heaven, a person will believe in there is nothing else after death. There are actually يعني حركات كتير قوي بتنادي, it's called relativism. يعني حاجة زي الاثيزم او نوع من انواع الاثيزم, it's kind of atheism, it's called relativism, where everyone is free to think whatever he like and the truth is relative to everyone. But a very good argument you can use about that, if you مثلا take the example of eternal life. Suppose you are talking to someone and he's telling you and everyone is free to believe in whatever he wants. What you can say to that? You can say to that person, okay, so is there any chance that someone thinks or believes in something and then when he actually dies he found that the thing that he believed in or waited for was not correct? غالبا هيقول لك اه أكيد it's a probability. طالما أنت as long as you are saying كل واحد is free to believe in whatever he wants, but there remains a probability that after dying, if millions of people believed in million different things, some of them will have a wrong answer to that question. Okay, then you take the next step. So if we know that there is a wrong answer to that question, what does that tell us? And there is a right answer. فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ واحد بيقول ان كل واحد فري يصدق اللي هو عايزه, فانت بتقوله اوكي طب هل ده معناه ان ممكن واحد من الناس دي بعد ما يموت يلاقي ان الاجابة مختلفة عن اللي هو صدقه؟ فغالبا هيقول لك ممكن. طب فده معناه ايه؟ معناه ان هو طالما في اجابة غلط يبقى في اجابة صح. فاهمين it's I know it's a bit logic و philosophy وكده, بس هي actually ما هو الحتة دي it's all about philosophy. هو عايز يقولك there is no absolute truth, فكل واحد يصدق في اللي هو عايزه, فانت ايه خليك في حالي وسيبني في حالي بقى, كل احنا الاثنين صح واحنا الاثنين نفضل حباهي But the fact is no, there are wrong answers and there are right answers, and we have the only right answer to heaven, we have the only right answer to eternal life. Okay, طيب another claim ان هو can you prove that there is a god. طبعا ده especially with atheists بيطلع على طول الquestion ده. Again, before jumping into the answer, remember to ask the person, can you prove that there is no God? غالبا most of the times they don't know how to prove it. There is no proven harm, there is no God. And let's see how we can talk to someone who there is God. احنا basically we will focus on these four things: creation, design, art and order. So what do we mean by that? Creation. احنا دلوقتي we are sitting in a building. How does that building came into existence? There must be a person who made that building, who built that building. So this is the creation. And how for something to come to existence, there must be someone behind it. Okay. The other thing is design. When you see مثلا a watch, you believe that there is a designer who designed this watch with all the mechanism inside of it and how it works. But this tells us that there is a designer behind this thing that we are seeing. Same thing when you look at the universe, مثلا, and the planets and how they go around the stars and how the distances between them are pretty much defined. this tells you how there is a design behind the universe. Art, when you see a painting like this, what does that tell you? And someone took the time to think about this painting and actually put the effort and the talent to make this painting come to life. Again, when you look all around you and you see مثلاً a beautiful scene or كده, there must be someone behind this. It didn't come to existence all by itself. آخر حاجة الorder. When we come into this room and we found this chairs like put like this, we know that there must be someone who put it like this. يعني we didn't leave them scattered all around the room and then we leave and come back and they will be in order by themselves. There must be someone behind this. So creation, how did we come into existence? Design, how the universe is designed يعني very perfectly يعني, and art and order. Okay, so these are the four basic arguments that you can use to prove there is God. ممكن the other person might tell you, okay, what about evolution? Okay, let's يعني wait on that. We'll get to evolution. فخلينا بس واحدة واحدة. How do you know that the Bible is true? This is برضو a very famous question. Actually, يعني this might be يعني the most important questions إن هو to prove إن هو there is God and prove that the Bible is true. To prove the Bible is true, we are going to take يعني some points. I will point. The Bible is the best selling book in the world. This is a fact. Okay, دي مش حاجة يعني احنا مألفينها. البايبل تقريبا sells 150 million copies per year, 4 billion copies in total sales. حد هيقولك okay, بس this ما يعني still مش لازم يبقى صح يعني. بس احنا هنقول يعني we'll mention two points كده. هما مش they are not concrete يعني answer, بس afterwards we'll jump into the بقى يعني الانسرز اللي بجد. بس these are برضو important to know. ان هو تقول للشخص انه do you know ان البايبل is the best selling book in the world. If you will spend time مثلا reading Shakespeare or whatever يعني do you want to spend time reading the best selling book in the world. فاهمين قصدي انت يعني you are showing ان this is يعني اكيد there is some truth in the Bible that will make it يعني at least some truth يعني that will make people buy it يعني in that way. تاني حاجة the Bible claims to be written by God. برضو ده هو يعني ممكن يصدقه وما يصدقوش, بس it's important يعني statement to make. لان هو زي ما قلنا في ناس مش فاهمة الموضوع ده. في ناس فاهمة انه King James هو اللي كتب البايبل, او ان البايبل ده كتب ناس random كده كل واحد كتب البايبل ده في حتة, او فاهمين قصدي. ف it's very important انت تقول الجملة دي ان the Bible claims to be written by God and you can use بقى many verses. كل الكتاب هو موحى به من الله ونفع. فبتدي use verses that supports ان هو لا God is behind. اوكي يعني God يعني wrote the Bible through these people, بس الناس دي ما كتبتش من دماغها يعني. خلاص زي ما قلنا اول اتنين دول هما مش رد concrete يعني, بس هما is they are important statements to make. نخش بقى في الرد اللي بجد بقى. Historical evidence supports the Bible. ان هو لغاية دلوقتي there has no يعني there hasn't been a single historical mistake that has been found in the Bible. البايبل بيحكي في النص قصص تاريخية كتير وبيتكلم عن عصور وملوك وكده. لغاية up till now there hasn't been a single historical mistake that has been found in the Bible. الحاجة التانية archaeological evidence support the Bible. You know archaeology اللي هو علم الحفريات والحاجات القديمة والناس اللي تقعد تدور بقى على مثلا تلاقي فخار ويقولك ألف حتة الفخار دي ترجع لسنة معرفش كام الملك الساينس ده يعني. اوكي ف there has been 25,000 archaeological discoveries that relates to حاجات في البايبل and none of them disprove the Bible. كلهم they go in total agreement with what we can find in the Bible. 25,000 archaeological discoveries. Okay? All of them support the Bible. فلغاية دلوقتي كل archaeological evidence supports the Bible. آخر point وأهم point, fulfilled prophecies validate the Bible. Actually يعني if you were يعني quick in the conversation وما عندكش وقت تمشي في كل دول, خش على آخر واحدة دي على طول. لأن actually this one not only proves that the Bible is true, it also proves a and there is God اصلا. ليه؟ لان انت you will tell the person مثلا انت do you know there are hundreds of prophecies in the Bible and all of them came true to the minutest detail and you can actually share with him some prophecies. ان يعني مثلا هو ذا العذراء تحبل وتلد ابنه حصل كذا, ان المسيح هيتولد في بيت لحم, ما قالش مثلا هيتولد في نيويورك ولا في القاهره ولا في, وان هو فعلا اتولد في بيت لحم. فتبتدي تخش معاه ان هو لا, we have very specific prophecies and all of them came true. حوالي 25% من البايبل عباره عن prophecies, اوكي, most of them came true لغايه يعني ما عدا اللي هو البارت اللي هو بقى اللي في الرؤيا يعني اللي هو لسه ما حصلش, بس كل اللي اوريدي البروفيسز اللي اتكتبت والجيل تايم بتاعها حصلت, اوكي, وحصلت بالظبط. ومثلا رغم داود مثلا بيقول ثقبوا يدي ورجلي, رغم ان الوقت اللي كتب فيه داود ده ما كانش اصلا الصليب معروف كوسيله اعدام يعني, لكن هو ده بروح النبوه كتب, وده اللي فعلا حصل على المسيح بعديها بمئات السنين. فيبقى احنا كده وي بروفد حاجتين, وي بروفد ان The Bible is true, and هو it contains prophecies that came to يعني إن هي بعد كده حصلت بعديها hundreds of years. And then you can ask the person, who do you think you can he يعني who do you think can do that? مين اللي يقدر يعمل كده? Is there any probability that a human being can make predictions or prophecies and they happen like 100% of them? لا. ممكن تلاقي الشخص هيقولك يعني God هو اللي يقدر يعمل كده. يعني قريت كونفرسيشن كده, هو فعلا الشخص كده رغم ان هو ما كانش بيؤمن بربنا, بس لما قال له مين تفتكر مين اللي يقدر يعمل كده, قال له جود. ما عندوش اجابه, ما هو الانسان ما ينفعش بكل اللوز اوف بروبابيليتي هي كان دو ذات, نو هيومن بينج كان دو ذات, ان هو يبريدكت حاجات كده وتحصل بالظبط بعديها بمئات السنين. ف this is a very important يعني point اللي هي الحتة بتاعت ال prophecies. اوكي, يبقى كده قلنا بس to sum up, احنا قلنا to prove that there is God we'll go through creation, design, art and order. How do you know that the Bible is true? The Bible is the best selling book in the world. The Bible claims to be written by God. Historical evidence, archaeological evidence and the fulfilled prophecies. And then you can tell the person that if you believe in how there is historical evidence and archaeological evidence, why don't you believe that there is spiritual بقى يعني spiritual content اللي في البايبل. لو احنا صدقنا الهيستوري اللي فيه وصدقنا كل الكليمز اللي هو بيقولها يعني and it has been proven historically or archaeologically يعني, why don't we also believe its spiritual content? And then you can take that person بقى تقول ان اوكي ذا بايبل بقى says ان هو انت اثبت ان البايبل از ترو, فتقول ذا بايبل تيلز اس ان ذير از هيفن اند ذير از هيل. بعدين تروح بقى دو يو ثينك يو ار جوينج تو هيفن وال 10 كوماندمنتس والسن والكروس والريبنتنس. ار يو فولوينج معايا السيكونس ماشي ازاي؟ ايفولوشن, دازنت ايفولوشن بروف ذا بايبل فولس؟ هنتكلم برضو عن ثلاث حاجات mainly يعني to بصوا يا جماعة الكلام ده it's very high level يعني أنا في الآخر حديلكوا list of books that you can read and you can actually لو انتوا if you came يعني انتوا بتتكلموا مع حد ولقيتوه داخل قوي في الموضوع وما اقتنعش بالكلام ده, ممكن actually you can recommend الكتاب ده ليه. فأنا في الآخر there will be a list of books يعني that I will give you, but still these are very basic يعني information that we all need to know يعني. Okay, so doesn't the evolution prove that the Bible is false? أول حاجة that we'll talk about the probability. Probability بمعنى إيه؟ بمعنى إن if we have like now a cup, معنا كوباية, and we have 20 dice, حطينا 20 زهرة, وكل زهرة has a letter from the alphabet, يعني A, B, C, D, فاهمين قصدي؟ And then we shake that glass and we put it on the table. And we want إن كل letters دي تبقى in order. يعني ما نعمل كده العشرين حرف يطلعوا A, B, C, D, E, F, G, فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ What is the probability ان حاجة زي كده تحصل؟ يعني mathematically ان probability ان حاجة زي كده تحصل is 1 in 10,000 يعني 10,000 وحاجة يعني. Okay, يعني you have to do this 10,000 وحاجة مرة علشان تزبط معاك وتطلع مرة واحدة, دي probability. الماثماتيشنز بيقولك ان اي حاجة اي probability اكتر من 1500 تقريبا it's impossible to happen. Okay, now let's look at بقى الـ مثلا human beings. الـ human being في أكتر من 200 عظمة bone, has the human body has more than 200 bones. ف what is the probability ان انت somehow as the evolution says يعني ان كل الـ العظم ده يترتب مع بعضه بطريقة معينة ويخرج الانسان ده بالشكل المعين, او يخرج اول animal اللي هو بعد كده it evolved into being a human يعني a human being يعني. What is the probability? اكيد يعني حاجة وهمية يعني, اذا احنا 20 كان واحدة في 10,000 يبقى 200 هتبقى فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ فايتس فيري اتس امبوسيبل ان هو فور ايفولوشن تو تيلز اس ان هو اوكي لان الحياه ابتدت من الكيميكال وورلد والابايوجينيسيس اند ذن ذا فيرست بايولوجيكال سيل اند ات ايفولفد وطلعت اول انيمال والانيمال ده ات ايفولفد انتو هيومن بينج فروم ا يعني بروبابيليتي برسبكتيف اتس امبوسيبل. اوكي سو ذس از ذا فيرست ارجيومنت. تاني حاجه اسمها الفوسيل ريكورد. داروين شخصيا هو هي سد ان هو ذير ماست بي مليونز اوف transitional fossils. يعني ايه transitional fossils؟ يعني هو مثلا احنا بنقول ان هو كل حاجة الايفولوشن بتقول يعني in all sorts of life evolved from each other. ف there must be at some point in time if we press pause كده هنلاقي ان there is a transitional creature. يعني او هي ما بيسموش creature بقى, creature دي جاية من creation. يعني transitional يعني organism اللي هو مثلا سمكة بجناحات مثلا, فاهمين يعني حاجة, يعني حاجة في النص, لان هي دي بتتنقل من حاجه من كريتش من يعني اورجانيزم عارفينه الواحد تاني. فلغايه till this day no transitional fossil has been found. ما لقوش حاجه زي كده, ما لقوش فصل حفريه للكريتشر اللي هو حاجه في النص ما بين السمكه والتعبان ولا ما بين المعرفش البقره والفيل. ما فيش حاجه اتلقت كده لغايه النهارده, مفيش حاجه اتلقت كده. And this is science. احنا لغايه ما كنا ما اتكلمناش على ربنا ولا قلنا بايبل ولا, احنا بنتكلم ساينس. اخر حاجه missing link, هي شبه شويه الترانزيشنال فوسيلز بس اتس مور انتو ان هو عارفين يقول لك الحلقه المفقوده بين الانسان والقرد. اوكي تل برضو this day كل الميسنج لينكس يعني الايفولوشنست جابوا حاجات كتيره قوي يقول لك we found the missing link, we found the missing link and they are known by name. يعني انهم مثلا لقوا قرد معين كده ويقول لك لقيناه وهو ده بس جو يعني digging بقى further into the details في الاخر يا بيطلع يا اما لا ده يا اما ape مثلا يا اما man. لو لقينا fossil ولقينا ان هي they thought ان هي it's يعني transitional او دي missing link, لا doing some research بعد كده بيلاقوا ان هي لا it's either ape او man, ده يا اما قرد او انسان. يعني ما هو مش لا مش هو ده ال missing link اللي هم لقوها يعني, لكن it's more of fictional. يعني هم people want to believe in evolution فهم اي حاجة بيلاقوها بنسبوها الايفولوشن. حاجة تانية في الايفولوشن هي مش هنا بس, الايفولوشنists use dating method معينة علشان so that they can say ان مثلا the earth goes مش عارف كام millions of years back which contradicts with what we say. يعني when we go مثلا through the bible وكده we can estimate the age of the earth to be around I think can it around 6000 حاجة زي كده years old. هما they claim ان الارث لا اقدم من كده بكتير millions of years, وبيقولك بقى through this millions of years حصلت البروسس اللي هي الابايوجينيسيس دي ان هو الاول سل طلعت. يعني هما they use a dating method معينة which has been proven ان هي very inaccurate. يعني حاجة اسمها اللي هو الكاربون dating ده. اوكي although there are many other ways of dating which لا proves اللي احنا بنقوله او التايم اللي احنا بنقوله, لان التايم مش ممطوط او مش millions of years ولا حاجة, لكن هم they use a method which is not accurate and this method happens to prove اللي هم يعني مش بتبروف, يعني قصدي هم بيها بيطلعوا الكلام اللي بيقولوه صح يعني, and they are happy about it and bragging about it وكل حاجة. لكن there are other methods كتير قوي which proves اللي احنا بنقوله, and carbon 14 ده has been proven يعني كتير قوي, يعني you can read about it يعني, بس ان هو مش accurate خالص, والايرور اللي فيه is كبير جدا. يعني margin الايرور بتاع الكاربون الديتينج ده is يعني millions of years, ممكن يفرق في ملايين الايرور بس لوحده يعني. خلاص ف for evolution we have only probability الفوسيل ريكورد والميسنج لينكس. حاجة تانية, how can Jesus be the only way to God, aren't there many paths to heaven. مرة كانت أوبرا وينفري في one of her shows يعني قالت حاجة زي كده, قالت ان هو God is like فوق يعني up there a mountain and we are all going up to that mountain, وكل واحد is free to take the path that he wants. واحد will take يعني Christianity, واحد will take مثلا Islam, واحد will take Buddhism, كل واحد ياخد الطريق اللي هو عايزه, but we are all going into the same direction. And this is actually برضو حاجة very common يعني that you will get to hear. إن هو okay كلنا صح and we will all get there. طيب how we can answer that question? If Jesus was not the only way to God, would he have يعني come to earth and got crucified and يعني if there is any other way that we can get to heaven without Jesus? can, why would he have gone through all that trouble and he came to earth and he was crucified and died, ما كان ما كنا خدنا أي طريق تاني. يعني Jesus wouldn't have done that. And we all know, يعني knew from the life, يعني from reading, يعني the story of Jesus when he was on earth, that he was very, يعني even if you look at him from a human perspective, he was very rational person, very logic person. Why would he do that? Why would he do something that is will cost him a lot and it's not necessary, that there is another way? Okay, دي حاجة. الحاجة التانية إنه هو actually Jesus Christ is the only person who said that I am the way. This is a very powerful statement. No one in the history made that statement. يعني من أي حد بقى, يعني that the people that who called to other religions made that statement. Actually, he told us that he is the way. And since that we know from his life that in how everything that he said was true, فأنا I برضو I will believe him when he says in how he is the way. I don't believe in hell, so there can be one. دي برضو ليها علاقة بإيه؟ أول حتة اللي قلناها اللي هي absolute truth versus relative truth. You are free to believe in whatever you want, but this doesn't mean it's necessarily true. I can believe that the poison won't harm me, but okay, when I drink poison, مش عشان أنا I believe it won't harm me, it won't, it will. Okay? Again, this is also relates للحتة بتاعة الـ relative والـ absolute truth. Doesn't the Bible say that we are reincarnated when we die? The Bible says, وهم جابوها منين الحتة دي؟ The Bible says when the Bible says نحنا we have to be born again. فهم جابوا الحتة بتاعت born again when Jesus, يعني لما كان في كلام على being born again اللي هي احنا بناخدها from spiritual dimension, the baptism وكده, لهم خدوا ان هو لا, the Bible actually says ان احنا we will die and be born again in another form. هو ده reincarnation. Reincarnation actually, الناس why do people like to believe in reincarnation, by the way, يعني because it gives them a second chance. يعني هو the person believes in هو when he dies he will get another chance to live and improve himself. This is why the people get يعني emotionally attached to the idea of reincarnation. فأول حاجة, the two things that you can answer يعني في الحتة دي ان هو احنا we have a way برضو to start all over again, and this is true repentance. And the second thing in هو reincarnation اصلا يعني in its basic form when it was introduced it was a curse. ما كانش حاجة حلوة, يعني a curse ان انت going through this endless cycle till you being يعني till you get perfect. يعني هو ما كانش حاجة حلوة يعني, لكن احنا now يعني as Christians we have a much easier way and you can start right now, you can start repenting right now. You have the chance, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, all your sins will be forgiven, and He will help you stop all the bad things that you've been doing. And this can happen right now. You don't have to wait and die and be born again and go through this cycle. Can God create a rock so big that He can't lift it? حد سمع السؤال ده قبل كده؟ ده مشهور برضو قوي. طب حد عنده إجابة؟ طب خلينا ناخدها واحده. Can God create a rock so big? Can he? Yes ولا no? Yes. طب can God lift the biggest rock in ever? Yes. لا ثانيه واحده, ليه no ليه؟ Yes. Okay. But God can create a rock very big, he can, and he can lift it. Yes. هو السؤال ده هنا بيعمل ايه؟ انت لو قلت yes للسؤال ده فانت قلت كده yes لايه؟ ان هو God can create a rock so big that he can't lift it. فاهمين قصدي؟ يعني لو انت قلت yes فانت قلت ان ربنا he can't lift it, واذا قلت no يبقى انت قلت no, can God cannot create that rock. فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ يعني الاجابتين غلط. يعني مش قصدي مش غلط, يعني هو السؤال اصلا اللي غلط. هو السؤال ده في حاجة اسمها intrinsically impossible. معلش استحملوني بس في الحتة اللي هو معناها ايه؟ معناها ان انت الimpossibility اللي بتتكلم عليها, the impossibility that you are talking about is within the question itself. يعني زي مثلا can God create a square circle? That's a stupid question. No, God can't create a square circle. Not because God can't or he's limited in ability, but because what you are saying is stupid. مش هتقول كده للشخص يعني. But what you are saying is impossible. ما هو ده نفس السؤال. هل God can create a rock so big that he can't lift it? It's the same as can God create a square circle? It's the same. So the answer is no. يعني if you got asked this question, no. But no, not because God is limited in his abilities, but because what you are proposing is impossible in itself. It's intrinsically impossible. It carries its impossibility within itself. It's not dependent on other thing. Okay? When I am old, I will get right with God. ممكن واحد يقتنع وكل حاجة يقولك okay fine. لما أكبر بقى بشوف الكلام ده. ساعتها هنسأله سؤال من اللي احنا قلناهم في الأول. Do you guarantee that you will wake up tomorrow morning? No. Do you know where you will be going? No. You can't make that statement. ما ينفعش تقول كده. لأن انت being old or young, actually في واحد قال it doesn't depend on where you were born, but when you will die. يعني ايه؟ يعني واحد دلوقتي we met a very young person, okay? He's مثلا 20 years old and he's going to die tomorrow. So in a sense this person is very old. Okay? غير لما نقابل واحد who is 50 years old and he has 50 years to live. ف relatively this person is very young. فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ ف actually being young or old it doesn't depend on when you were born but when you will actually die. And you don't, no one knows when he will die. How can there be a God when there is so much evil and suffering in the world? أنا السؤال ده كان معقدني أنا شخصيا وهقول لكم على يعني في الآخر there is a book يعني recommended if anyone wants to dig further into this issue. Like, but basically speaking, this is what we can say. God loves us, okay? And any love, in any love there is a choice. بمعنى إيه؟ God loves us, but we can either choose to love God in return and obey His will and obey His Ten Commandments, or we can choose to go away from Him and live our life and disobey Him. And all the evil and suffering in the world is because we choose not to love God and not to obey Him. Okay? So the existence of evil and suffering does not say that there is no God, but it says that there is evil and suffering. And this evil and suffering is coming from the deviation that man made from God. When man was made, he was متجه ناحية ربنا. After بقى السن وكده, he chose to be going somewhere else. And this deviation is what's causing evil and suffering. هتلاقي someone can tell you, okay, and what about death? If God loves me so much, why did he let my father die when I was, مش عارف, young مثلا أو كده. Take care, and هو, the person making this question, usually he has a personal issue. يعني هو الشخص نفسه ده, عنده حاجة معينة مضايقاه من ربنا, because he suffered, or because he felt pain. فبي very careful, يعني, and try to know actually القصة بتاعته إيه. Again, when we talk about death, okay, let's see how death came into existence. Death came because of sin, and sin came because of جات منين الخطيه جات منين ايوه منين مين بقى اللي مين اللي عرض Satan from the devil. So when we have someone dying today, who يعني who can we blame? Shall we blame God ولا shall we blame the devil or Satan who introduced sin and sin which caused death? فاهمين قصدي ايه؟ ف we shouldn't be blaming God for death. We should blame Ilsin and Satan. برضو there is a question برضو هنا تاني ساعات بيطلع يعني like you are talking to someone and he can tell you okay and what has God يعني done to me يعني what is the good thing that God has done to me through my entire life. ممكن تلاقي واحد بيقول لك كده قال لك ان انا I've been asking God مثلا ان هو to show me himself for years and there was no answer. You know what's the best answer for that يعني if you were asked this question تقول له God has brought me to you here right now so that I can tell you where you will be spending your eternity. This is what God has done to you. And God actually is answering him. And جماعه, this is something that we should all keep in mind. You might be يعني someone's answer يعني او ال answer بتاعت someone's prayer يعني. And you going out and taking a bold step and stepping outside of your comfort zone and going and talking to someone, I can assure you and some people will tell you, you are the answer to my prayer. I've been praying to God and now I can see you. I know that God has been listening to my prayer. But this is what you can tell someone. لما يقولك هو ربنا عمل لي ايه? تقول ربنا, God brought me to you today to talk to you. To show you how to live your life and to show you where you'll be spending your eternity. Okay, برضو سؤال بيطلع, what about someone in Africa who has never heard the gospel? Is he condemned to hell? في الحالة دي ممكن تقول للشخص, if you are so concerned, why don't you become a Christian and go ahead and travel to Africa and tell that person about Jesus Christ. فساعتها you'll find out and all that person يعني in most of the cases he's not يعني interested, بس هو بيقول لك كده as a challenge يعني. No, what about this person who have never heard about God? So let make one thing clear. And how people are condemned to hell not because they have never heard about Jesus Christ, but because in هم they sinned, because they deviated from the God's standard. God's standard اللي احنا اتكلمنا عليه قبل كده, the whole 10 commandments, they have deviated from that and accordingly they are condemned. بس هم they will not go to hell just because in هم they never heard about God. And by the way, يعني this person might have someone, I'm sorry, might have something to tell to God when he asks, يعني لما ربنا يسأله why would I let you go into heaven. فاكرين السؤال ده احنا قلناه في الأول. He might tell Jesus, okay, I haven't heard about him, I haven't heard about you. Okay, he has an excuse. But what about you? فاهمين بقى برضو, again turning the question. الشخص اللي انت بتكلمه بقى, هو بيقول, هو بيتكلم على ناس في أفريكا دول, بيقول لكم طب ما انت سمعت, what about you. الشخص ده كان may have an excuse. انت what يعني what is your excuse. انت هتقول لربنا ان انت you haven't heard about him, هيقول لك لا, because you have just told me about him, I don't have an excuse. The church is filled with hypocrites, اللي هم يعني مرائيين يعني, او الناس ان هم الناس في الكنيسة مفروض يبقوا كويسين, لكن ناس كتيرة منهم مش actually كويسين. برضو we must highlight something, and there is a difference between God and between what people do. يعني بمعنى if مثلا someone came to you talking about Jesus Christ and he's like smoking a cigar ومسك ما عرفش ايه ولابس شكله ايه, what would that tell you? There is something wrong and how this doesn't go with that. But this problem is not in God, this problem is not with Christianity, this problem is with that person. For you have to show how there is a difference between the behavior بتاع people's behavior and between Christianity. If you want to show what Christianity asks us to do, let me tell you بقى. Let me tell you about the Ten Commandments, about how we should be living our life. These people, هم they are deviating. بس هم مش هم دول الرول موديل يعني of Christians. Okay? This is يعني one thing to say. Another thing to say in هو everywhere you go there are hypocrites. And when you go into a mall مثلا, أكيد there are hypocrites. And still يعني that didn't prevent you from going there. When you go to a restaurant, أكيد في hypocrites. And that didn't prevent you from going to the restaurant. So you can still go to the church and there can be some hypocrites as well as some very good Christian people. So that shouldn't be stopping you from going to church. There are so many religions, how do I know which is the right one? Supposedly the person is accepting what you're saying and he's starting يعني to believe, and then he tells you, okay, there are so many religions, how do I know and what you are saying is the true one? After we have furnished the way بقى بالطريقة that we spoke about, we have spoken about eternal life, we have spoken about sin, the Ten Commandments, and then this is the point, this is the time where we are presenting Jesus Christ as the only solution. He is the way, he is the only way. He is the one who paid the price of our sins. He is the one who died on the cross. Not Buddha, not anyone else. No, it's only Jesus Christ. And you have proved that God exists. You have proved that the Bible is correct. So now you can also refer to the Bible. فاهمين قصدي يعني you have proven that the Bible مش بس is correct, لكن it's written by God, all the prophecies that happened with, so you have a very good case. Okay, and then also from a logical perspective you have proved to the person ان هو there is a problem and the only one who is going to solve my problem اللي هي بتاعت السن is Jesus Christ, لان هو he's the one who got يعني incarnated and who was crucified and he redeemed me and he paid the price of my sins. So now you are telling him that yes, it is the only true religion. ليه؟ لأن هي it's backed up with all these evidences. مش بقوله yes I believe in my heart that this is true. هيقولك okay believe as much as you want. زي ما احنا قلنا له قبل كده. ما فاهم دي مش يعني دي مش إجابة قصدي. يعني ما فاهم ممكن حد يجي يقولك how do you know, فتقوله I believe in my heart it's true. Okay good for you. شو ده بس when you have put all the evidence and all the introduction that we've been going يعني through, it will make sense بقى سعيد. طيب دي اخر واحدة خلاص, فيعني لو توفتوا مني في النص ممكن بس بليز نركز في دي وحنقفل. Okay, so this is how يعني ال summary بقى هنمشي ازاي يعني مع الشخص ال يعني when we are talking to a non-believer, how the scenario يعني or the dialogue should go. Again, it's not necessarily with the same يعني sequence. It might differ a bit when you are actually talking to someone يعني. But this is يعني the highlight. So actually, قلنا أول حاجة we start with an opening question, transferring the attention of the person from the material world or from the natural world to the eternal world. This is the first step to get him thinking about eternity. And then we jump with the four deadly questions. I mean, when you are talking back to the person and you brought the يعني the eternal dimension into the conversation, he will tell you his perspective, whether he believes in reincarnation, whether he believes in aliens, whether he believes in that there is nothing after death. So you will challenge his answer with the four deadly questions. What do you mean by that? How do you know that to be true? Where did you get that from? And what if you are wrong? The four deadly questions. But then you will get to start proving in tabai your case. You will talk about God. You will prove that there is God. If the person يعني doesn't believe in there is God, you will prove that the Bible is true, and with all the evidences اللي قلناها, archaeological, historical, all the prophecies. And then you will say, okay, and based on my Bible, which I've just proven and how true, there is heaven and there is hell. So which one do you think you are go to? لو هو قال لك heaven, then we will go through the concept of sin and the Ten Commandments. Okay, so you will tell him, okay, let me see بقى how do you measure against the God's standard. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever looked at someone with lust? Have you ever been angry at someone? زي ما قلت لكم. And then you will get to the conclusion that he is guilty. After you've proving that, you will jump into the story of salvation. Okay, I have the answer to that. So Jesus came into our world, he was crucified, he resurrected, and he ascended to heaven. And through his death and resurrection, he gave us the remission of our sins. He gave us a chance that our sins are now forgiven, that we have a chance to go to heaven. Okay, and then ask the person, but do you believe in that? You have to يعني, make sure that the person starts to know he has faith in what you are saying. You have been taking him through يعني, a very well studied logical sequence. He might يعني, برضو, there is a chance in how بعد كل ده, he doesn't believe you. It's okay. But you have to lead him. يعني, these last two steps are very important. You have to make sure that you lead him there. يعني, all these are just to lead him into the last two. That he got faith, and هو بقى عنده, he has faith, and هو he's believing that what you are saying is true, that he's believing that Jesus is God, that he paid the price of his sins, that he died on the cross for the sake of our sins, and then he resurrected and went to heaven. And the last يعني the one that will follow is repentance. طيب, do you want to change بقى the course of your life? Do you want to go to do you want to be on your way to heaven instead of hell? Do you want Jesus Christ to help you to spend the rest of your life يعني when you are committed to him? Okay. And the last thing بقى خالص إن هو you will lead him either بقى to يعني لو هو الشخص ده he has never had مثلا a Bible before, you will give him a Bible and it will be excellent. لو مثلا there is a church مثلا in the area and you tell him, okay, I'm going to church بقى next Sunday, would you like to come have a look? فاهمين قصدي؟ يبقى لازم في الآخر بقى يعني اللي بنطلع منه في الآخر الكلام ده كله هو آخر أربع حاجات دول. These are the most يعني four most important things يعني as an outcome, that the person starts to have faith, that the person knows يعني repentance, and يعني طبعا it would be يعني great if he actually starts taking a step towards repentance, and هو that he you connect him with the Bible. لو هو حد معاه Bible ممكن you can tell him, okay, so why don't you مثلا start reading the Bible? Did you know that if you مثلا read 3.5 chapters every day you will finish the whole Bible in 1 year? فمين قصدي ايه؟ You will promote بقى يعني اشتغل marketing بقى للBible والchurch, لان هو ده في الاخر اللي انت عايز توصله. يعني احنا اتكلمنا واقتنعنا, بس طب هي نعمل ايه بقى؟ This is the next بقى step اللي هو ياخده. واخر حاجة ان انت بقى اوكي, طب let's بقى ايه يعني let's go, why don't you try مثلا going to the church, attend the prayer, تشوف الناس دي بتعمل ايه. فاهمين قصدي؟ so this is the يعني the layout كده او ال strategy يعني that you can when you are approach يعني approach a non-believer, you can use this steps زي ما قلنا ال sequence نفسه can vary according to the situation and to the person, but these are the most important thing that you can use يعني during a conversation with a non-believer. طيب دي ال recommended books that I told you about. These are good يعني لينا احنا and also to a non-believer. يعني انت لو انت if you got stuck مثلا at one of these points, again it's very يعني normal that you get stuck. بعد كل اللي قلناه ده ممكن تلاقي نفسك مش عارف تقول حاجة. ساعتها يعني the most simple thing that you can do is to ask the person, would you like to know the answer to that? هيقول لك اه اكيد, that's why I asked the question. تقول طب can you give me مثلا your email address او كده او تليفون او whatever way to contact him back, and then you go back and dig further وهتلاقي الاجابة يعني وتبعتها بقى للشخص. And actually people are very happy when they يعني when we show them that we really care and we follow up. في واحد يعني قريت عنه كان لما يلاقي مثلا يعني يبقى في موقف كده راح مطلع 10 دولار من جيبه ومديها للشخص يقول لها مثلا الواحد واحد يقول لها هاتي كتاب اسمه كذا ويديها مديها الفلوس عشان تجيب الكتاب. ف it shows ان هو لا يعني this person يعني ايه puts his money where يعني where he's talking يعني يعني هو بيتكلم على حاجه and he's so sure about it that he is willing to invest money ويدي الناس فلوس علشان يقول لهم روحي روحي او روح هات الكتاب ده يعني اشتريه واقراه يعني. انت you will have this slides يعني يعني ما تقلقوش يعني بس دي الكتب دي كلها يعني مهمه جدا. about Jesus, God doesn't believe in atheists, the case for Christ is one very good book, more than a carpenter, about the Bible, دي كلها حاجات evidences about the Bible بتتكلم بقى على history والarchaeology in details, new evidence that demands a verdict, the case for Christ برضو the signature of God, about evolution, the collapse of evolution وداروينز black box, واخر حاجة about pain and suffering, the problem of pain. طيب هو احنا كده خلصنا. بصي ما احنا نفهم قصدك, بس هي الفكرة هو الشخص اللي بيسأل ده هو بيسأل ده بدافع ان هو يعني الناس دي صعبانة عليه يعني فاهم قصدي. فاحنا بنقوله ان هو انا بقوله ان people مش they don't go to hell just because they didn't hear about Jesus Christ but because they didn't match the God's standard. Okay, sure sure yes. بس ما هو بقولك ما هي في الاخر احنا هي في الاخر ال انت ما اديتيلوش انت ما قلتيلوش هم رايحين فين. انت قلتيله at least this person might have an excuse لما ربنا يقول له انت why should I let you in heaven, هيقول له God I didn't I haven't heard about you before. Okay, what will happen then بقى ده يعني ده دي حاجة احنا ما يعني ربنا بقى هو اللي يعني فاهمة ده هيكون ده ال judgment بتاع ربنا يعني. لكن احنا again as you are saying which is very correct انه لا احنا we believe in Jesus the only way which is very true. فاهمة قصدي يعني هو ده الطريق اللي انا اعرفه هي دي الرول. ربنا قال لي ان هو he's the only way I have to go through the Bible والchurch والsacraments علشان اروح heaven. انا ما اعرفش طريق تاني غير ده. الشخص ده هيحصل له ايه I don't know. لا ما احنا قلنا في condition كان محطوط ان هو he has never heard about God. فاهم قصدي؟ لكن ما هو لو if I'm following the Ten Commandments okay and I heard about God and I choose not to follow him, لا طبعا I'm going اكيد going to hell يعني. فاهم؟ ما هي دي بقى الحته يعني البالانس بقى اللي انت بتقولي عليه ان احنا نوضح دي ونوضح دي. لكن احنا بنتكلم في كيس واحد عمره ما سمع عن ربنا. احنا ما قلناش ان احنا يعني we are not in a position to judge where he's going. لكن احنا الطريق اللي نعرفه هو ال الكنيسة والانجيل والفهم قصدي دل هو بصي احنا في حتة هنا ما انا I didn't يعني went into details. هو الفكرة ان هو no one can follow the ten commandments يعني هو الناموس ده اتحط ليه في العهد القديم علشان ربنا يورينا ان هو ده الستاندرد بتاعه and none of us can follow. فاهم قصدي؟ الكل زاغ وفسده ما فيش حد يعرف يعمل كده. لكن لما ربنا جه هو اولا ادينا ال forgiveness of our sins خلاص and he gave us بقى النعمة اللي احنا نقدر يعني to stick بيها بقى to him يعني. فاهم قصدي؟ لكن nobody is perfect. ما انت عشان تحطي الحاجات دي ال 10 commandments ده someone is perfect. لكن احنا we are كلنا مش perfect and we are going to heaven. طب احنا we are going ازاي؟ we are not ما دي برضو حلوة ان احنا we are not going because we just follow the 10 commandments. لا احنا ما احنا بنغلط لكن احنا we are in this continual process of repentance and we have our relationship with Jesus Christ and through his blood بقى احنا we have a chance to go to heaven. if we are on the way. فهم قصدي؟ يعني لو أنا ماشي حياتي، أنا في عايش حياة توبة وليا علاقة مع ربنا، حخش حتى لو أنا مش حتى لو أنا cause we can say ما فيش حد حيقدر يقول أنا عملت 10 commandments. وهو ده اللي ربنا قصده، إنه مش عن استحقاق هنخش السماء. كلنا at least في حد أثر في واحدة أو غلط في واحدة، ف that would put all the sinners مع بعض في حتة واحدة، اللي هو كلنا يعني. يعني that will put واحدة زي مادر تريزا مع هتلر مع كل الناس دي، أمك هي she's a saint and he's a very evil person، بس الاثنين did not meet the ten commandments. هي ممكن تكون غلطت في واحدة، هو غلط في العشرة، بس الاثنين they do not deserve heaven. And this is what we actually must believe in. بس احنا we are going ازاي؟ احنا we are going through our faith and through our relationship with Jesus Christ who redeemed us and we believe in him and our relationship معاه بقى through the church والsacraments والبيبل. فهم قصدي؟ صح. بصي ممكن طبعا، بس احنا عشان كده قلنا ايه الطريق الابروتش مهم قوي. مش هخش على واحد اقول له Jesus is telling you كذا or you are going to hell او مش عارف. فانت مهم انت بصي طبعا وارد، بس احنا اجان ما احنا قلنا في الاول الشانس ان حاجة زي دي تحصل is 30% او 33% خلاص. and even in this case at least you tried. ما احنا برضو يا جماعة الموضوع ده برضو احنا from another perspective لما نبصره ده مسؤولية علينا. ما ربنا في الاخر هيقولك انت ليه ما قلتش للناس دي عني؟ فاهمين؟ يعني الشخص اللي هو بيقول انا اللي في افريكا ما سمعش عن ربنا، اوكي ده ليه excuse، بس انت what is your excuse ان انت مش بتقول للناس عن ربنا؟ واحد كان شبهها بيقول كأزف ان واحد ادالك مثلا فرح وادالك invitations توزعها على الناس، ادالك 50,000 invitations وزعها اللي انت عايزهم، انت رحت جاي وخلي كل الانفيتيشنز معاك وخلاص ما ديتهاش لحد، ولا انت استفدت ولا خليت حد يستفيد. طب ليه؟ انت you are inviting people to heaven. If you want to see that other person in heaven يعني give him out an invitation and it's بعد كده it's his choice بقى. His choice to accept the invitation or deny it. But at least انت you have given out that invitation. لما تروح لربنا تقول له انا I have given out all the invitation. حتى واحد كان مرة preacher بيقول يعني بيقول انا نفسي لما اجي اموت يبقى في حد جنبي اكلمه عن ربنا يعني في اللحظة اللي انا قبل ما اموت فيها، يكون مثلا حد بتاع emergency room ولا حاجة يلحق اكلمه عن ربنا، بتبقى دي اخر invitation معايا اديها له. ما هي برضو ما هي دي again يعني ده level تاني. لا بس هو God، ما هو God did not create evil و God did not create Satan. God created an angel but along with God's creation he gave them the free choice or the free will. وهي دي بقى يعني دي سبب بقى كل يعني هو because we choose ان هو وده اللي حصل مع الانسان ان هو God created يعني Adam and Eve and he gave them the free will. They can either choose to love him and obey him or not. Or not دي بقى God did not create it بس هي it's يعني هي already موجودة في الfree will. فهم قصدي؟ يعني هي it's because of the free will which God has given to man and he can choose either to have a good life and living يعني with God أو he chooses to step away and that in itself هو ده الevil. لكن God he did not create evil من الأول. وده اللي حصل مع الشيطان. الشيطان برضو made a choice ان هو يبعد عن ربنا ويبعد عن بقية الملائكة and he start يعني started بأن هو بقى Satan يعني. بصي هو اجان هي الحته هي لو انت اوريدي if we went through يعني لو احنا اتكلمنا الحته اللي هي بتاعه البايبل and we proved that the bible is the word of god وان اللي فيه ده صح، هنقول بقى البايبل بيقول لنا ان في heaven وهل والبايبل بيقول لنا ان الهيفن دي كذا وكذا وكذا. فاهم قصدي ايه؟ لكن احنا هنا we did not get into that level of details اللي هو بقى الهيفن فيها ايه، لان احنا من الاول خالص بس بنتكلم مجرد عن الكونسبت. الكونسبت موجود ان في heaven وهل ولا لا، فاهمه؟ بس انا قصدي even لو احتاجنا نخش في الليفل ده فهنقول طب اهو احنا اوكي based ان احنا اتكلمنا عن البايبل والشخص اقتنع ان البايبل دوت هو is the word of god. طيب البايبل بقى بيقول لنا ان there is heaven and hell وبيقول لنا ان الهيفن دي شكلها كذا 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 والهل ده شكله كذا 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 كذا. فاهم قصدي؟ this is بقى هيبقى الباك اب بتاعي ان انا جاي من ان انا I already discussed the bible I've put some يعني evidences على ال authenticity بتاعت البايبل and then بقى take it from there يعني. any other questions comment okay. طيب بصي احنا اتكلمنا على تلات حاجات. اتكلمنا على الهيستوري، اتكلمنا على الاركيولوجيكال ايفيدنس، واتكلمنا عن البروفيسز. مش كده بقولك احنا البروفيسز يعني احنا هنتكلم عنها and we can give also examples. يعني قول له مثلا do you know مثلا ان البوك اوف مثلا ميخا قال كذا وان بعديها كذا سنة البروفيسي دي اتحققت على الشخص بتاع جيسوس كرايست. هل انت you know ان مثلا الشخصية بتاع جيسوس كرايست دي hundreds of prophecies came true بس في شخص المسيح نفسه لوحده بس؟ يعني برضو دي برضو حاجة which is very strong. ان انت مش تقول مش مجرد الميت hundreds of prophecies دول came true خلاص, لا هم كلهم they came true في شخص واحد, which يعني makes it even harder. فاهمين قصدي ايه كprobability wise يعني. فوساعتها زي ما بقولك you can share with him some prophecies. يعني هو زي ما انت بتقولي هو اكيد ما يعرفش او غالبا ما يعرفش, فانت you will start by giving him some examples يعني. Okay, thank you very much. معلش طولنا عليكم.
طيب, we would like all يعني to thank engineer رامي الخناجري for this very very nice lecture of today. واللكتشر دي مهمة جدا على فكرة, هتستعملوها خاصة الناس اللي هي هتتشوز Asian country مثلا. هي كل الميشن بتاعتكم هتبقى كده, يعني مش هتروح تعملوا بقى conference لكيدز ويوث ومش عارفة ايه, لا انتوا هتروحوا آسيا مع مثلا كواير مثلا بيعمل بريفورمنس, وانتوا واقفين حوالين الكواير بتتكلموا مع ناس ما تعرفش اي حاجة عن ربنا وبتحاولوا تفتحوا معهم كلام وتحاولوا تطبقوا الحاجات دي. ف it's very important يعني lecture. طبعا انتوا عارفين ان رامي مش مجرد بس يعني ان هو ليدر, هو ليدر اثيوبيا البلد اللي احنا كلنا بنحبها, هو كمان مسؤول عن الكورس بتاع الابولوجاتكس في الإيفانجليزم. فان شاء الله كده لما تتخرجوا ان شاء الله هيبقى في بعض منكم سيلكتد, يعني هيبقى عندهم الاوبورتيونيتي ان هم يجوينوا اللكتشر بتاع ابولوجاتكس وهتجو مور ديب في الحاجات دي.